Blog Talk Radio. One of the Harpo brothers was born today. Slim Harpo was born today. a famous TV and movie director and producer, David Walpole, W-A-L-P-E, was born today. Another Canadian prime minister from Quebec, French Canadian, Jean Chrétien, prime minister of Canada, was born today. Among the interesting birthdays, Irish composer John Field was born today. And also, getting back to the War of 1812, Francis Scott Key was born today. And he was on a ship, on a British ship, as a detained, watching the bombardment of Fort Sumter, and he wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, it's in an unsingable key, D sharp, I believe, if I remember from my music conservatory days. And he used the melody was from an English drinking song called Akron in Heaven. And there have been many attempts to junk the Star-Spangled Banner as our national anthem and use something like America the Beautiful or Columbia Gem of the Ocean. It's never succeeded. Proponents have never succeeded in rejecting the Star-Spangled Banner as the national anthem of the United States. Another famous author was born today, two of them actually, Ambrose Bierce. He wrote The Devil's Lexicon, a great book. He worked here in San Francisco, had a fight with the newspaper people, and he went to Mexico and disappeared, as I understand. Thomas Hardy, Far From the Mattering Country, I think that's his book. He died today. Another famous French general from World War II, and also who tried to end the Indochinese War successfully with different tactics, he died of cancer when he was about 62. General Latre de Tassigny was also from a very aristocratic family. Another general from World War II was one of Mussolini's general, Rudolfo Graziani, and he's in the movie with Anthony Quinn, deals with the conquest of Libya and how they put the Libyan freedom fighters in concentration camps. And actually, people think that General Rommel, Field Marshal Rommel, was the first one to use tanks in the desert. He wasn't. It was Graziani. Of course, their tanks weren't worth the value of the Krupp tanks or even the American Sherman tanks. Among the interesting events today, the first Jew, Francis Salvador, was elected in New York City, rather appropriate place. We had, and getting back to the War of 1812, being before the War of 1812, Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr, Jefferson decided to purchase New Orleans, but instead, when James Monroe, who was the fifth president of the United States, who was Secretary of State, and Livingston, who was a banker, they sailed to France to purchase New Orleans. They ended up, Napoleon needed money so badly that he sold all of Louisiana. He didn't realize the value. So we got a deal. Now, people in Africa who wanted to keep the British colonialists out, in 1877, the Zulu War started. And, of course, there's that famous movie, Zulu, with Michael Caine, and there's another one, the British defeat on January 22nd at Ishwandara, a famous film with Peter O'Toole plays the incompetent Lord Chelmsford. And then women's rights moved forward in 1907, I think it was, in Utah again. The first woman became a U.S. senator. Her name was M.H. Cannon. I don't know what those initials stand for. And also, in those days, the legislatures did elect the senators. It wasn't until later that election of U.S. senators was done on a popular mandate. In 1919, the Communist Party in Germany was crushed by the veterans of World War One. They were called the Spartacus. Now, they do have a website called Spartacus, and this is actually in memory and trying to keep the old Spartacus communist doctrine alive. Now, this is very interesting about J. Edgar Hoover, who I talked about earlier this month. It's not known, it's not widely known that he was offered, in 1953, he was offered a six-figure salary to become president of the International Boxing Club, and he rejected it. He also was very particular about He oversaw aspects of all the films and broadcasts, radio, TV, of the FBI, and oversaw the music. And we were supposed to have the other theme that he chose, but instead we'll play this one again. Where is it? Here we go. The selection that was used in the movie House on 92nd Street, which was depicted the Pastores case, which was a spy event, and which occurred in just before the United States entered World War II, when the Nazis knew we were working on the atom bomb, and they sent spies over here, and they almost succeeded in stealing the secrets using both American traitors and the German consulate. And that's become an issue. We'll talk about that just after this selection. Is an excerpt from his Festliche Prelude, which was written, I think, in the 1920s to celebrate the opening of a concert hall in Munich. And it was very strange. Nobody could ever figure out why J. Edgar Hoover chose this theme for that movie, The House on 92nd Street. There's been some other interesting music since we were talking about the Italian, the Spartacus Party. Toscanini, during World War II, he conducted, we were allies with the communist Russia, and he conducted the international, no, he, in fact, he arranged it. He was a piano player, and he studied cello. He also composed, but we never heard anything that he composed. But this was from a government film put out by our propaganda Office of War Information, and it was all the national anthems of our allies, France, Britain, United States, and then Soviet Russia. And this was added near the end of that. We're not going to play the whole thing, but just the communist anthem, which was interspersed into the called the Hymn of Nations. Thank you. will play how this was transposed into the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem. I didn't have time to do it today. Since we're having a problem with our browsers, we're going to end early. We'll bring this up that we're going to be looking into the what we call the disenfranchisement of American voters. The Wall Street Journal brought up this issue about foreigners making in political campaign contributions that's supposed to be verboten or forbidden. We have a case here in San Francisco, several cases, one with a woman from Red China named Rose Pack, that's been throwing her weight around, and she claims she's just helping her, quote, community. And there's a question whether she's even a U.S. citizen. I understand she was going to be deported. And a corrupt mayor, Willie Brown, did some behind-the-scenes and negotiation to prevent her deportation back to Red China. Well, we'll be getting into that. It's not only the Chinese who have done this, the Filipinos operating out of the Philippine conflict, one of the biggest ones here in California. We had Greeks. We had Mexicans. And it's really becoming a serious problem. And so we'll be discussing that Friday on the 13th. We're going to end early because we're having problems with this browser, and I don't know what to do. But anyway, since this is presidential election fever, we'll play our ending thing.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panjicinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Up there. So this is Peter Paul Brizola. Good night.